Several uncle care.
在我们会堂中间有一片神秘的区域，没有人想坐。
This is like a call. The thought was, it's like a college campus. You know, the teacher. You know, nobody wants to sit close to the teacher except the studious ones. But it's not, of course. It just happens to be this way today. So, yeah. So, good morning. It's good to be here again. It's good to be here and share the word of God with you.
总之大家早上好，然后我很高兴来这里跟大家分享神的话语。
Today, our scripture is from Mark chapter 10.
今天我们的经文来自马可福音第十章。
So, the story behind this is I've been wrestling personally with some thoughts. I'll share with you.
而这个就讲到背后的故事，就是我自己有的时候思想上面有一些挣扎，我愿意跟大家分享。
And one of the things was I shared this sermon, this text before somewhere in the past.
然后这个故事其中一部分就是我之前也在别的地方分享过这个同样的经文。
And I wasn't very satisfied with it.
然后我对我的讲道不是很满意。
So I kind of continued to study it. And it kind of, when I was studying it, it really connected with my life recently.
所以我就不断地学习这段经文，然后它就好像最近跟我的人生发生了更多的关系。
So, today, let me give you guys a little bit of kind of the story of the rich young ruler. Has anybody ever read the story before?
那我先跟大家讲这个富有的青年官的故事。大家之前听过这个故事吗？
Yes, yes. Good, good. So a lot of you here have heard this story because it's a famous story.
很好，所以大多数在座的已经听过这个故事，这是一个非常有名的故事。
But if you haven't, it's okay. You're going to read about it today. We're going to learn together.
但是如果你没有听过也没有关系，我们今天要一起来学习这个故事。
And this man is a rich, morally upright, faithful man.
而这个故事的主角，这个青年官，他是一个富有的，而且他是一个有很好的道德修养的这么一个年轻人。
He must be an amazing character.
他一定是一个他一定有一个非常杰出的人格。
And let's assume that he's obeyed all the commandments. He's lived it perfectly.
然后让我们来假设他完全遵守了十诫。
He hasn't killed anybody.
他没有杀过人。
He's very pure as a person.
他作为一个人是非常纯洁的。
He's not a liar or a thief.
他不是一个说谎的人，也没有偷过东西。
And he's respectful to his parents.
然后他也很尊重他的父母。
So this guy, what we can all believe now is he's a good guy.
所以我们现在都应该相信这个人他是一个好人。
A rich good guy.
而且是一个很有钱的好人。
And I would say, this is the kind of guy that we would want at our church.
然后我会想说，这是一个我们教会也会想要的人。
Why? Because on paper, he's excellent.
为什么呢？因为就在就是所有表面上面能看到来说，他是杰出的。
He'd probably be a worship leader, maybe helping someone lead worship.
他应该会是一个就是带领敬拜的领袖。
He might be a deacon or a Bible study leader.
他很可能是一个司事或者是一个这个带领小组查经的领袖。
He would be at all the meetings.
他会参加一切教会的聚会。
He would be very respectful to the sisters.
他会对姊妹也非常的尊重。
And sorry, but you know, a lot of the sisters here that are single might find him very attractive.
然后很多在座的年轻的单身的弟兄姊妹也会觉得他很有吸引力。
Like Samantha.
啊，就像我。
Okay, no, I was. But no, but he sounds like a great guy.
所以他是一个很好的人。
And he is even very humble today.
而且他今天还非常的谦虚。
Because he comes to Jesus and he says, "I think I'm missing something in my life. I'm not sure about something."
然后，因为他在这里来到耶稣面前，他说他感觉自己的生命还缺点什么。
So you guys should be crazy about this guy. He's humble.
然后，所以大家应该对他觉得很惊讶，因为他还是非常一个谦虚的一个人。
But today, I want to invite you to see that in this story, there is an issue, there's a problem that comes up in our lives, and we don't even realize it's there.
但是我今天想让大家通过故事看到的就是，这里其实有一个问题，我们甚至都没有意识到，但它就真实的存在在我们的生命当中。
I actually had an ice cube.If you do good, the idea is, if you do good, then your life is going to be good.
这个假设就是说，如果你做好事的话，你就会有一个很好的一生。
And if your life is good right now, then you must have been doing some good things before that makes you deserve it.
而如果你现在的生活状态不错的话，那一定是因为你之前做了好事，所以你才配得现在不错的人生。
And then, of course, the opposite is if your life is terrible, then you must have done some very bad things in the past that made you deserve what is happening to you now.
当然，就是。那个它的对立面也成立，就是如果你现在人生一塌糊涂的话，一定是因为你在过去做了一些不好的事情，导致你现在的人生就活该一塌糊涂。
And then, of course, the misconception is, if I just continue to do good things, then perhaps I'm going to have a great life.
而这个误解就是说，如果我一直持续的做好事的话，那我就一定会有一个很好的人生。
And what I want you to see today is that Jesus' response is so strong, so firm, so challenging.That this amazing guy that we would want at our church is forced to go away.
而今天我们要让大家看到的是，耶稣对于这个富有的青年人的回答是这样的坚决、肯定，而且是对他的人生充满了挑战，导致这个那么好的年轻人，我们教会都会想要的这么一个年轻人，忧忧愁愁的走了。
Yeah, everything we see on paper looks great.
他所有的一切在。表面上面来看都是完美的。
Even I would like him.
Helicon 也会喜欢他。
Right, we would approve. Right, we'd be like, God, this is a really strong Christian. Seems like. Right?
我们都会说他看起来是一个很好的基督徒。
And he's so humble. He goes to the teacher, goes to Jesus, says, "Hey, teacher, what more do I have to do?" He wants to be a better person. Isn't that a great desire?
而且他还那么的谦卑，他到夫子面前来说，我当他问说，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？
And what I'll show you, what I'll share with you today is this, that Jesus shows this man that he has no idea what it means to truly follow God.
而在这里，耶稣却让他看到那个年轻人对于真正的跟从主是什么样子。
And the story has a heartbreaking ending.
而这个故事有一个令人心碎的结局。
And what Jesus teaches us today in the passage is this.
而今天耶稣教导我们的是。
Is that Christianity, what it means to follow Jesus, is so much more than anything our mind, our understanding, understands to be right or true.
跟从主
Sorry.
跟从主这件事情要远超过我们的理智，我们的想象能够达到的。
And I think immediately you guys think, well, this is probably not about me because I'm not a rich young ruler.
我知道在座的很多人可能在想说，啊，这跟估计还是跟我没有关系吧。我毕竟不是一个富有的年轻官这样子。
Many of us here say we have our act together. I pay my bills. Everything is going well. We have good things going on.
很多在座的会说，我一定之前就品行还不错，所以我现在有一个不错的人生。
My life is good. My marriage is good.
我的生活很好，我的婚姻很好。
My children are healthy. They're going to school. They're doing well.
我的孩子们很健康，他们上学，他们在学校表现不错。
My job is good.
我工作不错。
What more do I have to do?
我还应该做什么呢？
And here's the thing. You may have everything going well for you, and even the humility, and yet you might leave today after meeting with Jesus feeling sad, sorrowful, disheartened. Why?
而这个问题就是在于说，你可以拥有这一切，而且你还非常的谦虚。但是当你真正的遇见耶稣之后，你还是不得不忧忧愁愁的走了。为什么呢？
Because if you think following Jesus is about just doing one more good thing, then you are on the wrong journey, brothers, sisters, friends.
如果大家认为耶稣是你要的所有的事情当中又多了一件事情的话，那你就把这个事情完全理解错了。
What do we have to do then to avoid what happens to this rich young ruler?
所以我们应当做什么来防止这个富有的青年官身上的事情发生在我们身上呢？
What are we lacking?
我们缺少的是什么呢？
What if we're all in danger and we don't know it?
我们共同面对着一个危险，但是我们还不知道。
So today I'm going to break it into 3 points.
所以我今天讲到要分三点。
The first point is wrong assumptions.
第一点是错误的假设。
Wrong commitments.
第二点是错误的尾声。
And lastly, the wrong treasure.
第三点是放错了地方的财宝。
Okay, so wrong assumptions, wrong commitments, wrong treasure. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God,
天父,
we thank you for this time together as a family to worship you.
我们感谢你，让我们像一家人一样在你面前一起来敬拜。
Lord, I come before you with my brothers, my sisters, my friends, to worship the great and almighty God who is awesome.
主啊，我同我的弟兄姊妹还有在座的朋友们一起来到你面前，来一起敬拜你这个伟大的主。
And we come studying a very difficult text on the rich young ruler.
我们来一起学习这段非常难的经文，是关于这个富有的青年人的故事。
I know many people here may be tired like I am.
主啊，我知道在座的很多人像我一样很劳累。
Maybe even more tired than I am.
可能比我还要累。
And Lord, we come distracted, perhaps.
主啊，我们也有可能是带着一颗不是那么专注的心来的。
Help us to guide our hearts, our minds, our focus onto you today.
主啊，求你引导我们的心，使我们定睛仰望在你身上。
May we be curious, may we want to know what was wrong with what the rich young ruler did.
主啊，求你让我们有这个好奇，让我们想要知道在这个富有的青年官身上到底是有什么问题。
It would teach us to go from being the rich young ruler to being the one that follows you.
主啊，也教导我们，使我们从这个年从富有的青年官变成一个真正能够跟随你的人。
So Lord, we thank you for this time.
主啊，我们为接下来的时间感谢你。
In Jesus Christ's name.
奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.So today, my first point is regarding wrong assumptions.
所以今天的第一点是关于错误的假设的。
Because I want you to see today is how Jesus responds, destroys the basic religious assumptions that many people hold as Christians even about our faith.
我们会看到耶稣是怎么样打破我们在座的很多人都有的一个基督徒共同的关于信仰的一个错误认识的。
Because for some reason, as holy as this person seemed to be, he felt that something wasn't right with his life.
不管出于什么原因，虽然这个青年人他活得非常的这个正直，但是他还是觉得他的生活中缺少点什么。
He says, I don't want to say what he said, but and basically he comes to ask Jesus this question.
所以他来问耶稣这个问题。
Does he say, he's like, I think I need some sort of special symbol or experience to understand, to really be following God.
他来问说，我是不是需要一个什么特殊的启示或者一个特殊的经历，让我知道我是真正跟随主的。
And when you see...What I do to inherit eternal life.
他说良善的夫子我当做什么事才可以承受永生
And what I want you to see today is it seems this would define our relationship with God.
这个误解就是说，如果我们做了一些好事的话，或者是我们行了一些善的话，我们的这个行为会决定我们和神的关系。
And so, getting to God, I want you to understand today, is not about one's goodness.
但我今天想让大家知道是，与主亲近跟我们自身的善是没有太多关系的。
Is that what you would, is that what you do or what you will do?
不是你做的事情，或者是你将要做的事情。
And it's interesting because in verse 21, what does Jesus say in response?
这里很有趣，是在第二十一节的时候，耶稣说了什么作为对他的回应呢
？He says basically, sell everything you have.
他说的是，去变卖你所有的。
Give it to the poor.
分给穷人。
Give up all your wealth.
把你的一切财富都放弃掉。
And do give up everything. Come follow me.
你还要来跟从我。
And what does the man say?
而这个青年人说什么呢
？I've done all the commandments, Jesus.
他说我这一切就是指的十诫，从小都遵守了。
He says what? I've done everything right. I'm good.
他在向神说，我一切都做对了，我是一个好人。
And the funny thing is, Jesus turns around and looks at him. He loves him, and he tells him one thing.
而耶稣就看着他，就爱他，然后告诉他再一件事情。
What his response is to sell all this stuff, it really comes down to the first commandment.
而这个耶稣的命令就是让他去变卖他一切所有的，其实就是十诫里的第一诫。
What is the first commandment?
第一诫，第一个诫命是什么呢
？What is it? It's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
就是你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And what he's saying to this guy is, would you just do that?Would you just do that because God says so?
然后他其实是在挑战这个青年人说，你会不会愿意去变卖你的财宝，只因为神告诉你你要这么做
？Is God first in your life? That everything and anything else in your life, it's not as important as God.
神到底是不是你生命中的第一位？而任何事情与神相比都没有那么重要。
Can nothing be as valuable as God?
没有任何一件事情和神一样的重要。
You see, the question today that you have to ask yourselves too is, do you have any other gods before Him?
而今天大家要问自己的问题就是，你除了神之外还有没有别的神
？And if you're really honest today, if you're really honest, I ask you to be very truthful to you. Now you don't have to tell me, okay? But just think about it. Nobody loves God perfectly.
而我希望大家都非常诚实的面对自己，就是没有人。是完全的爱神。
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, right?
你的灵虽然愿意，但你的肉体却软弱了。
We want to say it. We believe that. We believe it. We want to live it out that way. But if you're really honest and you look at your life, you know that every moment of your life, do you adore God or worship Him?
我们都想成为一个爱神的人，但是当你真的诚实的面对自己，你会发觉你并不是在人生当中的每一个时刻，你都是完全的爱着神。
Actually, you realize is that you struggle even to worship God with all your heart.
而你会意识到说，其实你连要全心的去爱主，你都会很有挣扎。
And what this guy, what Jesus is showing this man,
而耶稣在这里让这青年人看到的是
，What he's trying to show us today is that this man, you haven't really been honest with yourself even today.
就是你这个人并没有完全的诚实面对你自己。
Because what he's saying is this.You are so bothered. You're so upset. You're trying to figure this out because even deep inside, you don't even know who you truly worship.
而他对这个青年人所说的就是你那么忧愁，你那么不确定，那是因为你根本就不知道在你的心底你到底在敬拜的是什么。
Have you looked closely at the realness of your heart?
你是否真正的观察过你的心
，Or do you assume because you've done nothing wrong, you've broken no law that you are okay, you've done nothing bad?
还是你假设因为你没有触犯十诫，你的心应该就是 OK 的
？And here's what I'll say.
这里我要说的是
，Christianity is so real because it doesn't assume that a person is good. It never assumes that.
基督信仰是这样的真实，它是那是因为它从来不假设任何一个人是善的。
What it always points out is that human beings, our hearts are deeply imperfect. We have the potential for great evil.
而他不断不断指出的是，我们人心，充满了，我们人心有许多的恶，也有许多犯罪的可能性。
And what I'll say today is, I think actually Christianity is incredibly honest about humanity, about who we are as people.
我想说，基督信仰是对人性非常诚实的一个信仰。
It basically assumes that we are all very messed up people.
它基本上假设我们所有人都是非常不完全的。
And you and I have no way to save ourselves.
而你和我都没有办法救自己。
And here I'll show you. I would say it's both very pessimistic and very optimistic.
我会说它是一个既非常悲观又非常乐观的一个信仰。
You guys know what pessimistic, optimistic is, right?
大家知道悲观乐观。
Okay. Pessimistic means what? Ah, nobody's good. Everybody's terrible. All that we do is messed up. It's all sinners. We're all evil.
悲观就是好像说啊，没药救了啊，人都是坏的啊，我们都是罪人。
Everything I do that's good, it's polluted. It's corrupted by sin.
所有我做的好事都是被罪污染过的。
Which is very true, right?
当然，它同时也是真的。
Yeah. At the same time, the gospel is incredibly optimistic.
而在同一时间，福音也是非常非常乐观的。
What does it say? It says God is really good.
它告诉我们神是全善的。
Knowing that humanity cannot save ourselves, the hope comes through Jesus Christ.
神知道人没有办法救自己，所以借着耶稣基督给我们带来盼望。
God's perfect effort redeems the imperfect us.
神完全的作为救赎了我们这些不完全的人类。
And so what I'm showing you today is that Jesus, what he does here today is he shows us that even our assumptions often trick humanity. It's what we have here today.
而这里耶稣让我们看到的就是我们心中的这些错误的一些假设，经常使我们绊倒。
Is that we're half-hearted? We don't even fully believe, understand what we're. It's just about what we do.
我们不冷不热，我们以为这只是关乎我们做的事情而已。
So these are already broken assumptions.
所以这个就是一个破碎的假设。
Okay, but my second point is wrong commitments. What are the wrong commitments?
我的第二点是关于错误的委身。
And I want you to notice today, this young man, in verse 22, he goes away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
我想让大家看到第22节，这个富有的青年官脸上变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了。
And what I want to point out today, I want to challenge you very strongly, okay? The first point, what I was challenging was your assumptions of who God is, or how God works. Okay?
我今天希望非常严肃的挑战你们。第一点是想挑战大家对于这个信仰的认识和假设。
But what Jesus says also challenges his heart.
而耶稣对这青年官说的也挑战他的心智。
What is the most important thing that you are committed to in your heart to?
你的心所委身的最重要的事情是什么？
Because you see, many people will disagree, will question their faith because of different reasons.
很多人因为不同的问题会去思考他们的信仰。
They'll say, "Oh, I don't believe. I have a struggle with God because God's justice, His goodness, His character. These are things that I struggle with."
就好像有些人纠结说啊，神那么好，那么美，这些就是都是我没有的一些品质。
And then, for a lot of people, they're actually okay with what God Jesus teaches.
对于很多人来说，他们其实觉得耶稣的教导挺有道理的。
But the one thing they don't want to face God with is their personal struggles, their sin.
而他们唯一不想要去面对主的，就是他们自身的罪。
Their belief is, if I follow God, then I have to give up my freedom, my these things in my life that I like to do.
他们觉得纠结的是，如果我跟从了神的话，我就不得不放弃我的自由，我犯罪的自由，然后我做的这些罪行。
And I want you to notice the words the author of Mark uses in verse 21.
我想让大家看马可在第二十一节当中用的词。
It says, verse 21, Jesus, looking at him, he loved him, and he said to him.
这里马可写说，耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说。
Because what Jesus is doing here is he sees into the very deepest part of this young man's heart.
当耶稣看着他的时候，他其实看到这个年轻官最深的内心。
He sees through all that fanciness, all that good-lookingness, all the things that he's doing right in his life, all the outward holiness, the external. He sees all through that.
他看穿这个年轻官一切华丽的表象，一切外表的政治的行为。
And he sees into the real person that's standing there.
他看到那个真实的站在他面前的人。
And Jesus loves him.
耶稣爱他。
What Jesus basically says is the real brokenness of your heart is your money and your wealth.
而耶稣在这里告诉他，你心中真正的破碎和不完全的地方就在于你的财富。
And that's why he says to get rid of those things.
所以耶稣才对他说，变卖你的财富。
And I want to take a step back and teach you guys a little bit. Nowhere in the Bible does it say give up everything to follow him. It never says that.
我想给大家一点背景知识。
In possessions wise, money wise.
我想给大家一点背景知识，就是在整本圣经当中，没有另外一处是要你变卖你所有的财产。
The closest person who gives up almost as much is 50%.
就是与之最接近的也只要50%而已。
That's Zacchaeus. He chooses to do it.
那个是税吏长撒该，他是自愿这样做。
Nobody is commanded to give up everything, to sell everything, to come to God.
神从来没有要求一个人去变卖他的一切来跟从主。
And what Jesus is doing is he's talking to someone like the person has an illness, has an addiction.
而耶稣在这里做的，他好像是对一个有那种毒瘾或者是有某种瘾的人说的。
It's like alcohol, drugs, or gambling.
就好像是就是酒精上瘾或者是赌博上瘾。
He says the problem isn't a surface issue.
这个问题它不是一个表面的问题。
That's just a symptom.
就是。这个大家能看到的只是表面的症状。
But like a doctor, he says, there's an illness that's deeper.
但是像一个医生一样，耶稣说，你就是你的病其实更深。
Because Jesus here does not assume that this man's illness is just the actions on the outside.
因为耶稣在这里不假设说这个人的症状只是他外表的行为而已。
He looks to the disease of the heart that is corrupting everything this man does.
他看到他心中在腐蚀他的心灵的这个东西。
He says is this. You thought it was these things here, okay? But I'm going to tell you what your real true problem is deep down here.
他是说，就是他对这个青年官说，你觉得你的事情只关乎你的行为，你遵守了十诫，但是我告诉你，你的问题在你的心中。
This like blew me away when I realized this, but it is what this man has placed all his hopes, his dreams, his future in. That's the problem.
这个人的问题就是他把他的他把他的盼望，他把他的梦想，他把他的未来放在了哪里。
You see, what Jesus says to this man basically is, would you dare, by giving up all your resources, all your treasure, give up your hopes, your dreams, your future, everything for me?
这里耶稣就挑战这个人说，你敢不敢放下你的财富，把你的梦想，把你的盼望，把你的未来都放在我里面。
And what Jesus basically says is, I want your very heart, your deepest desires.
耶稣对他说的是，我要的就是你的心。
Because if you look at Scripture, God demands that from all those that follow him.
因为在圣经当中，神是向他所有的跟随者要这个。
Abraham and Isaac, for example.
就好像亚伯拉罕献以撒的事情。
What was Abraham's greatest desire? Is to have kids, to have a legacy.
亚伯拉罕最大的愿望是什么？就是希望有子嗣，有继承他家业的人。
And he's tested, right? He's told to sacrifice that.
然后他被试炼，他被他被要求来把以撒献上。
Of course, God stops him right before he does anything crazy.
当然，神在他就要把以撒献上的前一刹那阻止了他。
The deepest rooted disease is what is the most important thing in your life.
你心中最大的病根往往就是你心中所最真实的东西。
It's that which has your heart's possession. It basically all your security, all your money, your wealth, whatever it is, okay, whatever you put all your trust in, confidence in.
不管就是你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Do you find that if you have this thing, I'm the most safest in this world. I don't need anything else. I'm okay.
就是一样东西，你觉得你只要找到了它，你的一生就无忧了。
And the reason why Jesus asked this man to give it up is because this man believes that by having his wealth, he could have a good life. He doesn't really fully need God.
为什么耶稣要让这个人放弃他的财富呢？是因为在那个人的心的深处，他认为只要有他的财宝，他的人生就是富足的人生，他并不那么需要主。
Because until you give this up, to give up your security, your future, your hopes and dreams, you haven't fully given your heart to God.
因为在你愿意放弃你的放弃你的财宝，放弃你的安全感，放弃你的梦想未来之前，你并没有真正的完全的跟从主。
And what you're saying is basically, you know what?I don't really need Jesus and God because I have these things. So ultimately, these things are going to save me. If anything else badly goes wrong, at least I have that. I love you guys. I love everyone here. And I'll say this question, okay? With love. What is your hopes? What are your dreams? What is so valuable to you?That you cannot give it up. That is what you truly worship in your heart.
我要带着爱来问大家这个问题，就是你的盼望究竟是什么？你的梦想究竟是什么？是有什么你是不愿意为了神放弃的？那你的问题就在那里。
As long as you have that,
只要你还有这个东西
，you will never truly need Jesus in your life.
你就不会真正的在你的人生当中需要耶稣。
And I'll say that's the cancer of the soul.
我想说这个就是心灵的癌症。
What is it that you place your worth in, your definition of who you are in?
不管你在哪里找到你的价值，找到你自己的定义。
Is it your academics?
是你的学术吗？
Is it your success?
是你的功成名就。
Is it what other people think of you?
是别人对你的看法吗？
Is it your wealth?
是你的财富吗？
Is it relationship with someone, maybe your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend?
是你的人际关系吗？可能是你的夫妻或者是你的男女朋友吗？
Because whatever you put your hopes in, your dreams in, that is your God. That's what you believe that you need to have a great life with. That's what you put your hope in. And it owns you, and you don't even know it. Because it's interesting here, if you read, Rich Young Ruler, that's his name. You don't have his real name.Because that's who he really is. His identity is wrapped around being rich, young, and ruler.
这里很有意思的就是这个富有的青年官，他在圣经当中没有名字，那就是因为他的富有，他的地位就是他的名字。
I want you to remember what I just read. Jesus looked at him and he loved him. The word loved him.
而就像我刚才读的，耶稣看着他就爱他，他爱他。
He saw how this man believes that the money would give him life.
他看到这个人是怎样相信财富会给他带来生命。
He saw that this man worshipped money, and it was his future, it was his hopes.
他看到这个青年官是怎样的崇拜这个金钱。
He has such a control of him that Jesus' words here were not to hurt him; it's to tell him, show him, you have to let this go.You're such a slave to it.
而这个金钱对于这个青年官的捆绑是这样的严重，以至于耶稣在这里只是告诉他说他有这个问题。
You are so a slave psychologically, emotionally, mentally by whatever it is in your heart.
他被他心中的这个东西奴役。
What do you put your value, your worth, your identity in? That is your God.
不管我们把我们自己的价值。认同感放在哪里，那个就是我们的主。
You see, it's not what controls just your thinking.
你会看到，这不是说只是控制你的思想而已。
It's what possesses your heart that matters.
而是控制你的心，这才是它最要命的地方。
Because look at this is how money works, how these things work in your head.
这是就是，金钱是怎么样在你脑中运行的呢
？Is it money?
是你有钱。
Is it relationship? Is it success? I'll give you three examples.
或者是你有一个关系，或者是 世界的成功。
And these, as gods, they have the most unreasonable demand to you.
而这些，如果你把这些当做你的主的话，他们有，他们会对你有一些最无理的要求。
Because if you don't get it, you're not successful. What do you feel like?
因为如果你不成功的话，你会觉得怎么样？
You feel worthless.
你会觉得
you feel terrible.
你会觉得你一无是处。
But if you gain it, how do you feel?
但是如果你得到了这个成功，你又会怎么觉得呢？
Never truly satisfied.
你又永远不会满足。
These gods, they lie to you, they trick you.
这些假神，他们对你撒谎，他们绊倒你。
It affects everything in how you live your life.
它影响你生活当中的方方面面。
If you look, there's a story, Lord of the Rings. You guys ever read Lord of the Rings?
大家看过《指环王》吗？那个电影。
You watched the movie at least, right?
就是至少看过电影吧。
And you remember the story about Gollum, the guy with the ring?
大家记得那个咕噜吗？
And you remember in the story, he wasn't always Gollum, right?
大家还记不记得，就是咕噜，他之前也不是生
来就是咕噜。He was a hobbit. He was a very pure, innocent person.
他也曾经是一个纯洁的，无辜的一个货比人。
And he held the ring for so long. What happens?
但是他拥有这个戒指太久了，发生了什么呢？
It so corrupts everything he does. He willingly murders even his friend.
他的灵魂就堕落了。他甚至，就是明知如此，却去
precious, right?
他甚至明知故犯，杀了自己的朋友。
And so today, I want to point out, we often struggle like this rich young ruler with wrong assumptions and wrong commitments.
所以我想让大家知道，我们经常在这个错误的假设和错误的伪设当中挣扎。
And so this takes me to our third point: wrong treasure. What is the wrong treasure?
所以这就带到我们的第三点，就是错误的就是错误的财宝。
See what Jesus does here? He challenges the young man to give up what has a hold of his heart, of his mind. But it's also what you value. What is the most important thing that is messed up too? The way you value things is wrong.
所以在这里，耶稣虽然就是话语当中是要求这个年轻人变卖他的财宝，但是实际上面他挑战的是他的价值观是错误的。
Because verse 21, it says, give up all these things, and you will have treasure in heaven. Treasure in heaven.
因为在这个21节当中他说，变卖你所有的分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。
The most precious thing you should desire is this treasure in heaven, which is me.
而你心应该去追寻的，就是这个在天上的财宝，就是神本身。
It's this eternal, of course, it's what you get, what you receive, is it changes the entire perspective of your life, everything, the value of everything.
你得到的这个财宝会改变你生活当中的每一个方面。
This is verse in Matthew 6, verses 19 to 21. It's one of my favorite Bible verses.
在马太福音第六章第十九到二十一节。
I'll read it to you guys right now. I actually memorized it, but I'll read it just to make sure I don't make a mistake.Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, which moth and rust can destroy, which thieves can break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust can destroy, which neither thieves can break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
就是不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
When you place your worth, your valuation for this treasure in heaven, you become eternally, infinitely rich.
如果你愿意把你的财宝放在天上，那你就会变得，你就会立刻拥有无穷的，也是永远的财富。
It can never be lost.
它永远也不会丢失。
It's righteousness. It's relationship with God.
它是公义、圣洁和神的关系。
This is a gift that frees you to be all that you were meant to be.
这个真理是叫你自由的，让你能够恢复神造你时候的形象。
It allows you to love deeper than you've ever loved, to be more richly giving yourself than you've ever imagined you could do.
它能让你去爱别人。更深 更丰富，是远超你自己本来所能想象的。
Here's a very personal. Okay, so this is a. I'm gonna take a 5 minutes to explain. Actually, not 5 minutes, maybe a few seconds to share a story. It's a very personal story. It's embarrassing, so forgive me.
因为他在讲自己的故事。
Okay, so do you guys remember recently there's a lotto thing? There's like a $1.6 billion lotto.
大家记不记得就最近有一个这个乐透彩票的事情
？And I'm usually not too much that crazy. Like I desperate, like I want to be rich. That's not a big thing to me.
我通常不是那么想要变得很富有。
And I've accepted that as a pastor, you probably won't be that.
而且作为就是既然我当了牧师，我也就接受这一点，我大概不会很有钱。
But the $1.6 billion lotto ticket come around, that was very tempting.
但是当你知道有这么一张16亿美金的彩票的时候，这就变得一个诱惑。
And what I'll say here is, say, first of all, is I'm not saying that it's wrong to buy the ticket. Yeah, all, everybody has different reasons to do so. I'm not judging you for it, okay?
我想先说的是，你买彩票这件事情本身并没有错。
Okay, but I'm going to share how I wrestled with this thought for like
2 weeks. 我挣扎两个礼拜。
Because I was about to buy a ticket, okay?
因为我就快要去买一个彩票了。
And then, of course, I'm on Facebook, and I read an article by John Piper.
当然我在 Facebook 上面就看到 John Piper 写的一篇文章。
And what John Piper said was, don't buy it, because it's a tax, it's taking advantage of the poor, it's a poor man's tax.
而这个 John Piper 基本上就说不要买它，因为它是对穷人征的一种变相的税。
It's like an injustice.
它是不公义的。
No, that was like $1.2 billion, $1.3 billion. So I was like, oh, this is so hard. Yeah, it's like, okay, fine. Don't buy the ticket. Because I'm convicted. I don't want to participate in sin.
然后那个时候它大概只有12亿到13亿的那个价值，然后 Helicon 看了之后就觉得啊，算了，好了，那我就不参加这个跟罪行有关的活动。
But then,The week after, it went to $1.6 billion.
然后下一周它就变成16亿。
And it was like much harder to say no.
然后就变得更难以拒绝。
And in my head, I had it all thought out.
然后在我脑中，我已经想好了。
I was like, you know what? Okay, let's be honest. The first thing I thought about was a Ferrari. Sorry.
好。
I thought about a Ferrari.
Oh yeah.就他第一他就是 Helicon 第一个想到的是买一辆法拉利。
But then I thought about it, I was like, wow, you know what? We could give our church, we could buy a new building, we could buy all the buildings around here, buy CVS, make that the church.
然后他现在想到说啊，其实我们可以把这些教会的地方买下来，我们可以把旁边 CVS 也买下来，我们可以把那片都买下来。
Like, can't just think about the church, right? I got to be selfless. I got to think about the church people.
然后他还觉得自己就是挺无私的，想到教会。
So I was like, oh, no problem. $1.6 billion.throw a couple hundred million into a scholarship fund for your college kids. If you go to our church, your kids get free tuition. We will pay for it as a church to bless.
但想到说 ，OK， 我们有室友也没关系，我们可以丢下个几百万，搞一个奖学金。如果你来教会的话，你的孩子的学费我们就包了。
And I was like, man, this is so easy, so good. I'm going to give everybody. Everybody's going to come to church now, right? Everybody wants to come to church. If you're a member of our church.Your kid gets free tuition. That great, best deal ever.
对，然后他觉得就是这些太好了，很好搞定。
And I read all these articles about how to reinvest money, give it to the lawyers. You got to get lawyers. I actually talked to some friends that are lawyers about how to guard the money, protect yourself, right? All this stuff.
然后他就想了很多，就是关于这个财富要怎么增值，然后法律上面有什么风险，然后怎么样法律武器保护自己，等等。
And then that Friday, I had to teach a Bible study.
然后那个周五他就要带一个查经。
And in the Bible study was John 3:16.
而这个查经最后他们就看到约翰福音3:16.
And if you were there a few weeks, a few months ago, you remember this. I taught about John 3:16. I said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
大家有来参加的话应该知道就是在3:16说神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
And in my head I was like, that's $1.6 billion. I could do a lot of good things, God. What's wrong with that?
而在他刚刚的孩子他就觉得啊主啊这个是16亿呢我可以做很多事情有什么问题呢
And I was sitting there like struggling. I really struggle with this. I don't know if you guys struggle with it. I'm just being very honest here, okay? Any Chinese person should struggle with money stuff. But I really struggle with it.
这非常非常的挣扎.
And then I was, God kind of showed me a different side of the reality of having too much money.
然后神就让我看到就是有很多钱的另一面.
Because he said to me was this. Now, he didn't say it to me, but he put this on my mind.
因为他让我意识到,
if you had this, would you be happier?
如果你拥有那一切, 你会更高兴吗?
Am I enough to you?
而我自己就是神自己对你来说,
and I was like, yeah, you're enough, but that's 1.6 billion. We can do good things for it, God.
然后Helico就回应说, 主啊, 本身就已经足够了, 但是那还有16亿美金呢?
And you know what God showed me? He showed me that if we had that money, it wouldn't make our church better.
而神让我看到, 就算我们有了这那笔钱, 我们的教会也不会变, 因此变得更好。
We might dress better and look better and eat better, but it wouldn't make us better people.
我们可能会穿得更好, 吃得更好, 但是我们并不会因此变为更好的人。
Because thousands of people will show up at our church for all the wrong reasons. They want to meet the billionaire pastor. They don't want to meet the Savior. You guys would come to church for all the wrong reasons. Your kids would come for the wrong reasons.
And if
someone drops the communion thing, then someone's going to sue us for $1 billion, right? Just anything bad can happen, we can get sued for it. It would create such discord, such disharmony in our church. And I love the fact that we're all different people and that we can disagree and yet we don't have anybody to sue each other, so it's okay, you know?
而我其实还挺享受我们这样就是可以有不同的意见, 但都没有足够的钱来起诉对方的状况呢。
And then God made me realize that when he gave me his son Jesus Christ, he gave me his most precious treasure.
而神让我意识到当神把他的爱子耶稣基督给我的时候, 他已经把他最大的珍宝给我。
That if I have God, I have everything already.
而当我有神的时候, 我其实已经有了一切。
I'm rich.
我很富有。
I have you guys.
我有你们。
I have your stories of my life.
我有我人生的一切, 很多。
Are we starving? No, right? We have enough.
我们现在饥肠辘辘吗? 我们没有。
And above all, we have love. We have a love relationship. I don't know if you guys know where I'm going with the story, but God showed me just how precious he is, that none of the money can buy is this, what we have. We've been blessed with so much. Money doesn't make things better. It will actually make things terrible for us.
主要我们看到我们现在已经有的足够, 有的很好了, 而更多的钱并不会让我们更幸福, 反而会给我们带来伤害。
And when I shared that verse, John 3:16, it's to show you a reminder. You are so precious to God. He would send his own son to die for us. Do you see how precious we are to him?
When you
have become his child when you believe in him. When God sees you, he doesn't just see you who imperfect, wrong assumption, wrong commitment. He sees his child, his own son.
而当主看你的时候, 他并不是看到一个不完全的你, 看到你所有的错误的, 认识和错误的委身, 而是他通过你, 看到他的独生爱子。
And my sermon today comes to kind of closing down to one very important thought.
而当我结束, 我的, 讲到的时候, 我们要回到一个非常关键的点上。
You will only truly be free. Everybody here, you will only be truly free when you realize that God alone is everything and most important.
你只有在意识到神, 神他自己才是唯一最重要的事情的时候, 你才能够得到真正的自由。
If you thought you could come today, get away with just, oh, I feel pretty good, I went to church, and I can leave now, don't worry about it.
如果,
sorry, it's not going to happen today.
如果你来教会只是为了觉得, 啊, 我来了教会, 我不错, 我现在可以回家了的话,
because when you encounter Jesus, like the rich young man, you are forced into very strong realities to understand certain truths.
抱歉，并不是这样，因为如果你是那个富有的青年人，你来到基督面前，你必须要面对这个挑战，你的人生不会再一样。
Because what Jesus calls us to live here is the most excellent, most impossibly difficult life to live.
因为耶稣在这里要我们活的是一个最艰难、最不可能的生。
But yet, at the very same time, He gives us, He promises us, He gives us hope that we can possibly a life that we don't even deserve to live. He gives it to us.
但是在同但是与此同时。他给我们这个盼望，就是我们可以有我们完全不配得的永恒的生命。
Whenever we read the rich young ruler, the assumption is, "Oh, we're the rich young ruler."
当不管什么时候我们来读这个富有青年官的故事的时候，我们的假设都是哦，我们就是这个富有青年官。
Right? You're like, "Oh, I have my dreams and hopes in my basketball skills, my college career, my relationship with someone." Everybody has something.Right.
就对，我们觉得说啊，我的这个梦想与盼望在我的篮球技巧上面，在我的学业上面，每个人都有一些这些是就属实的放不下的东西。
And I would like to push a little bit further to say this today that you're not the rich young ruler.
但是我想再把它往前推一点，就是我想说你并不是那个富有的青年官。
Because well, we are rich young rulers, but the truest richest young ruler is Jesus Christ.
因为真正的富有的青年官是耶稣基督。
He was in heaven. He had everything. He was with his father. He doesn't need anything. He was very satisfied. He was very comfortable.
他曾经在天堂与主在一起，他拥有一切，他非常的幸福。
And then he gives up everything. He gives up everything, all his treasure, all his richness for you and me.
但是他为了你和我放弃了他一切的财宝。
So don't tell me that you cannot give up what is precious to you right now.Because Jesus has already done so for you.
所以不要告诉我说你放不下你现在的财宝，你心中的这个抓放不下的东西。
He knows that we're the rich young ruler in many ways. We struggle.
因为耶稣基督已经为你我放弃了他所有的一切。
So he does it first. He sets the example by his life, by his death, and his resurrection.
他知道我们的挣扎，所以他为我们先做了榜样，通过他的死和复活。
He does it for us so that when we fail.We still have grace, and we are redeemed.
他为我们这样做了之后，使我们即使在跌倒的时候，我们也知道我们有盼望，因为我们已经被他救了。
He does it so that we could have treasure in heaven.
他这样做使我们可以在天上的财宝里面有份。
He left everything for you, for our sake.
他为我们抛弃了他的一切。
For our sake, he became poor. 2 Corinthians.
在哥林多后书当中写到，他本来富足，却为我们成了贫穷。
Jesus endured the greatest poverty, more poverty than any of us here have ever experienced.
他承受了最大的贫穷，是在座的你我从来没有承受过的。
He had the richest relationship with our Father in heaven.
他曾经和我们的天父有最丰富的关系。
He willingly gave it up for us.
为了我们自愿放弃了
so that you and me would never have to experience eternal poverty before God.
所以你我永远不会在天父面前
I want you to think about that today.
承受这样的贫穷
You have a relationship with God that's so rich, so free, because His very Son gave up everything to give it to you.
我想让大家思考，你之所以能够和天父有一个这样丰富、这样自由的关系。是因为他的独生爱子为你放弃了他的。
I pray that it breaks your heart.
我祷告这想法会破碎你的心。
I pray that it will transform your hardened heart.
我希望这个可以改变你的心。
Question is, how will you respond then?
而问题就是你今天会怎么样来回应
？Will you leave sorrowful like the rich young ruler here?
你会像这个富有的青年官羊忧忧愁愁的走了吗
？Will you remain and follow Jesus?
还是你会留下来跟从基督
？To have that treasure in heaven，
去拥有这个天上的财宝。
Let us pray。
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, thank you again for this reminder today。
天父，感谢你再一次提醒我们。
That you are our greatest treasure。
你是我们最大的财宝。
That you gave up your very life, like you sacrificed everything for us。
你为我们放弃了你的一切。
You did it out of deep love for us。
因为你对我们。
I know perhaps for many of us here today, we have wrong assumptions, maybe even wrong commitments towards you.
我知道我们在座的，对你有很多错误的认识和错误的委身。
We even have the wrong treasure.
我们甚至把我们的财宝放错了地方。
Oh, I pray, Father, that each person here would be honest and real, give these things up to follow you.
但是主啊，我向你祷告，让我们都能够诚实面对我们的心，放弃这些事情来跟从你。
By your Spirit, pierce to their hearts, to the deepest places of what they hold the most precious. May they just offer it up to you fully in their hearts.
主啊，求你看透他们的心，看到他们心底最大的珍宝是什么？愿他们能够放弃他们自己的这个属世的这个财富来跟从你。
And may they want simply to have you.
主啊，愿他们单单只想要跟从你。
Would that be simply enough?
因为有你已经完全足够。
Lord, I lift up to you today each person.
主啊，我们把在座的每一位都带到你的面前。
I pray that their hearts would hear what is being said today.
主啊，愿他们的心灵能够听到今天我们所传讲的。
I pray that they would not leave defeated, discouraged, but renewed, rejoicing in you.
主啊，愿他们不是忧忧愁愁的走开，而是被你更新，在你当中有满足的喜乐。
So, Father, we come and thank you in Jesus Christ that we pray.
主啊，感谢你，奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Today.It's a day of also remembrance. We take communion today.
今天也是一个纪念的日子，我们一起来领用圣餐。
Do we invite the elders, the ushers to come up?
请长老和司师到前面来。
Before I go into the kind of the what we do for communion, I want to remind you. You know, I this last couple of weeks I've been really praying about communion.
在我们就是进行这个圣餐的仪式之前，我想跟大家说，在过去的几周里面，我一直在思想这个圣餐的事情。
The worship is great.
我们的敬拜是很好的。
The preaching hopefully was okay.
我的讲道我希望应该是 OK 的。
But you know, all of that stuff comes together. It's meant to be called worship.
但是这些所有的事情加在一起才是我们的敬拜。
The object of our worship today, it culminates with taking the Lord's Supper together as a family.
而这个我们敬拜的目的和我们领用圣餐，就是在像一家人一样领用圣餐是一致的。
Because this is what Jesus commanded us to remember.
因为这是耶稣要我们去纪念的。
And as each of us come to take communion, those that are baptized.I challenge you to pray to reflect what is the significance of what Jesus has done in your life.
而当我们每一位受洗的弟兄姊妹来到主的面前领用圣餐的时候，我想请你们思想主在你们生命当中为你们做成的大事。
So, today as we take communion, I invite those that are baptized believers to partake in communion.
所以我邀请已经受洗的弟兄姊妹和我们一起领用圣餐。
And what we'll do is we will.Do we take it together or separately? Do we partake each piece? I keep forgetting. Separately. So we'll take the bread first. We'll finish it, and then we'll do the... Okay. So what we'll do is we'll share, we'll pass out the bread together. We'll partake it together. So wait. And then afterwards, we'll take the drink together.
So we'll 会先分这个饼，然后当你拿到之后，请等待，然后我们一起来领用，然后我们会再分杯，然后也是一样的程序。
Paul in 1 Corinthians reminds us of what Jesus says.
保罗在哥林多前书十一章提醒我们耶稣所教导的。
For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
就是当我们吃这饼喝这杯的时候，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
So, as we enter into this time of communion, reflect heavily, weigh why and what Jesus has done for you and I. Remember what Jesus has done for us.
所以当我们领用这饼和这杯的时候，让我们一起来纪念为什么主要为我们死，他为我们所做成的，纪念他。
Okay, so let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, thank you again for your communion, for your reminder of what you have done on the cross and through your resurrection. I thank you so much for this moment to reflect, to weigh the costs, to not take this moment casually, but to really significantly see it as a moment of worship. The pinnacle of all of what we've done today, this is the point when we meet you in spirit and in truth, Lord, we meet you to reflect and remember everything you've done for us. I pray for everybody here that this would happen today. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Paul, in 1 Corinthians, says these words, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took this bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said these words, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'"
在哥林多前书11章, 保罗说, 我当日传给你们的原是从主所领受的, 就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来注谢了，就掰开，说：“这是我的身体，为的是纪念我。”
In the same way, he also took this cup, and he said these words after supper. This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说, 这杯是用我的血所立的新约, 你们每逢喝的时候要如此行, 为的是纪念我。
Father, we thank you again for this reminder.
主啊, 我们再一次为你的提醒, 感谢你。
We pray, Father, that we remember all that you have done.
主啊, 我们祷告, 让我们能够纪念你为我们所做的一切。
We pray that all of those gathered here have taken it in a worthy manner.
主啊, 我们愿在座领用的人, 都是全新的来领用。
And Father, as we leave today, may we take the lesson from the rich young ruler, and may we desire to follow you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
主啊, 愿我们能够学会这个富有的青年人的功课, 能够尽心尽意尽力尽心的来爱你。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉我主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us turn to hymn book again and sing hymn number 193. While we're singing number 2, let us also meditate upon the work that Jesus has done for us on the cross.
让我们再次翻到诗歌本 193首, 当我们唱第二节的时候, 让我们同时心里思念耶稣在十字架上为我们所做的工作。
最后让我们翻到诗歌本269首，起立唱三一颂。 Let us stand and sing doxology.
Following the text of the rich young man, Jesus looked around and he said to his disciples, "How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples, they were amazed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, "Who can be saved?" And Jesus looked at them and said, "With man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God." Remember today, what has been made, it was impossible, is now made possible through Jesus Christ. Go forward and live the life in Christ that has been made possible by him daily to glorify him and to do his will, to do his work, to continue to grow his kingdom and to love this world as God loves this world. You may be seated.
Now it's the time.